I'm Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Happy post 4th of July, friends. I hope you had a good one. Our plans were pretty low-key as we are still getting used to the fact that the sun never sets here in Idaho. Honestly, it is so weird that at 10 o'clock there is still light in the sky and we had to wait until 10:30 p.m. for fireworks to start. What the heck? In California, where I used to live for the majority of my life, fireworks always started at 9 o'clock because by 8:30 it was dark. So with a 5-year-old and 2 7-year-olds waiting until 10:30 p.m., that just wasn't going to happen. So it really wasn't much of a show this year. Oh well, I'm still celebrating the freedom that we have in our country, and I am so thankful for those that sacrifice themselves to enable the freedom that we have today. That is something to continue to dwell on and be thankful for. Again, if you're new to my podcast or you've been following along for a while, let me give you a brief update on me and my life right now. About 9 months ago, my husband, 3 kids, and I moved from the big city suburbs of Southern California to the rural hills of Southern Idaho. My husband quit his successful career of 12 years, and I began diving headfirst into my online business full-time, which is writing books, coaching aspiring authors, speaking at events nationwide, and creating helpful resources to encourage spiritual and personal growth. We bought a giant RV because before Idaho came into the picture, we had no clue where we were going. We just knew we needed to sell our house and then decided to start planning on traveling around the country until we settled on where we felt like we should be. I know, it sounds a little nuts. But then, 2 weeks before our house closed, we became unexpected partners with a couple investing in a 60-acre ranch in Southern Idaho that they plan on turning into an event and retreat center. We're super excited about this and we wanted to support them, so we moved to support this new path and plan, discovering a whole host of new paths and new opportunities that God has had for us over the past 9 months. Currently, my husband is working on his business dreams on the side while taking a more direct hands-on role with caring for our kids while I bring in the bacon, so to speak. It's been a wild process that we are continuing to figure out as we go. And let's be honest, we are so excited for fall to start when all 3 of our kids will officially be in full-time school. Hallelujah! Giving us more time and space to work on the projects God has called us to cultivate with him. In fact, after you're done listening to this episode, feel free to jump on my blog at rachelcswanson.com, where I give a little bit more of an in-depth update about what's been going on in our world and how God's providence is continuing to take place in our lives. And my hope is that by reading our story, you can remember that God has not given up on you either. And his providence is still in your story. You just got to keep your eyes open to see it. It's episode 37, and I share about something I've struggled with, and really I've been continuing to struggle with to an extent. But the realization of this struggle and dwelling on this reminder has enabled me to keep going when it's felt a lot easier to, well, not. Through some relevant stories of my own, I want to unpack the truth with you that we all start at zero, along with 5 amazing things that will happen to you if you let this realization sink in. Ready for it? Let's go. Mommy, can you help me? These are the words of my twin boys who are learning to tie their shoes this summer. We may be a bit late with this shoe tying thing, but gosh darn it, this summer we are figuring this out. I bent down again and showed him one more time with my fingers as I wrapped his laces together, one over the other, through the loop, then pull to form a bow. I coached him through the process with his other shoe, which he fumbles with, requiring my gentle guidance to finish the task. It was a bit messy, but it got the job done. Within just a few days, they no longer needed my help. Bows were being formed, and they even realized that creating a double bow knots it together so it doesn't become loose over the day as they play hard outside. They once were at zero confidence, zero understanding, and zero clarity about how to do this. They now have the skills and experience necessary to continue doing it on their own. This is just like our life too, right? And yet, why do we struggle or compare ourselves to someone else who looks to have it all figured out when, of course, they are further along in the process than us? The truth is, we all start somewhere. And that somewhere is zero. Everyone, even those you are comparing yourself to right now, didn't get to where they are without starting somewhere at the bottom. In motherhood, I had zero experience being a mom until I was, well, actually a mom. Sometimes you can receive all the insights and the feedback before you start in that journey, but it really won't sink in until you experience it in real life. Until you have that baby or babies and twins, in my case, and through the tangible experience, you figure out how to change diapers more efficiently. Until you start writing on that blog you create, learning how to actually write, even though, let's be honest, you kind of suck at it at first. And until you watch those training videos and then apply those things to your real life environment, knowing that you're going to be slow and results won't be instant, and you will probably make a lot of mistakes along the way at first. Until you get married and realize marriage takes work, but it's worth it to experience a depth of love so special and so unique by fighting through those storms. Until you take that job, even though you're not sure what you're doing at first. Until you open that small shop, even though you're afraid you don't even know enough yet. We all start at zero, friend. Even God started at zero too, to an extent. You know, recently I was helping my son read through his Bible the other day, and we started with Genesis, and I realized even God talks about how he started at zero, nothingness, to create something amazing. Everything is a new beginning in this chapter. The moon, the stars, the seas, the earth. And finally, he lands on us, the crown of all creation, humans, people. And none of it was there before. And although God is God and he doesn't make mistakes, something different from you and I, and he is perfect and we are not, it still demonstrates a semblance of a starting point to something that becomes amazing. And what if we really dug this into our thinking? What would be the results from this transforming thought and realization that we all start at zero? Here are five things I think and I believe that will happen to you if you allow this realization to sink in. Number one, your anxiety will lessen. Because you will realize that starting at zero is normal. At some point, you learn to brush your teeth on your own, tie your shoes, and feed yourself. You started learning how to manage money, although some of you may still need a little more practice with this, how to drive a car, and how to land a job, even though I still remember reading through the book of What Color Is Your Parachute as I prepped for one of my first official job interviews. You learn how to change a diaper, what your husband likes and doesn't like, and also how to start officially maybe writing that book. You learn how to start or scale a business, what pace of lifestyle is good for your heart and mind and your family, and how to make the best keto-friendly chai tea latte that still tastes good. Because you simply started. You went from nothing, zero, to something. And you start to realize that everyone else has been in your shoes too. That will cause a peace to your heart. Number two, your confidence in your callings will rise. I'm a firm believer that there isn't just one calling to your life. You are called to many things. My list, for example, is I'm called to be a mom, wife, writer, author, speaker, friend, daughter, business partner, family cook and house cleaner, and online influencer, just to name a few. However, with the majority of these roles, I had to step into them at zero. I had never been a mom before until I had kids. I wasn't a wife until I got married. I wasn't a writer until I started writing. I wasn't an author until I published my first book. I wasn't a speaker until I started speaking at events. I wasn't a true friend until I learned how to be a true friend to others, and so on. But as I've continued to grow and learn in these callings, stepping out, even when I felt uncomfortable or scared, my confidence has increased as I keep practicing and stepping out into the unknown. So step into the roles God has called you to steward at this time, and you will continue to grow in confidence as you keep trusting in him. Three, you will go from confusion to clarity. When you stay at zero, you won't learn what you need to learn to go from feeling confused to a state of more and more clarity. If we continue to read the Bible but don't apply what it says to our daily life, we may not ever experience the depth of clarity we were meant to experience with it. If you theorize what you want to do, start teaching, coaching, speaking, building, acting, etc., you will stay confused about how you actually want to do it until you step out and learn through doing those things. If you continue learning about how to change a diaper but actually never do it yourself, you may think you have what it takes to do it, but it won't become clear until you actually do. And sorry for all the diaper innuendos, but apparently after changing over 24 diapers a day with 3 babies under the age of 2 during about 3 years of my adult life, I've grown to become fond of that analogy. So just trust me on this one. Clarity will come as you do it, not beforehand. 4. You will move from stagnant to sufficient. If you stay stuck in the mentality that you can't do something because you already see other amazing humans doing these things instead, or you continue to dwell on how much you wish you were in that other amazing human's shoes, you will stay stagnant at 0 and never fully realize what you are capable of. You need to stop focusing on others and instead focus on Jesus, who will help you understand who you are, how he created you, what he's wired you for, and how you are supposed to get there. Just like there are multiple ways to tie a shoe, how we all start at 0, there are multiple ways to reach where you want to go in life. But sitting still, wishing for something to change, isn't it. Often it takes taking appropriate action, like even getting still with God. This is probably one of the most important actions you can take to go from stagnant to becoming sufficient. It sounds ironic because getting still doesn't seem like an action, but I promise it might be the most important one you do today. 5, you will enjoy the process. Because everyone starts at 0, you won't be feeling this pressure to perform or reach a certain level of competence immediately. Or at least you shouldn't. Because remember, everyone starts at 0. Therefore, you will enjoy the process of learning how to become a better mom, knowing that you are getting better and better every day. You will enjoy the process of learning what it takes to get that book published as you continue to understand the ins and outs of this process, knowing that you are right where you should be in the normal part of this learning process. You will enjoy the process of cultivating your marriage, knowing that it takes intentional actions and moments and responses to bring it to a depth and a place that you so desire. So enjoy the process, my friend, knowing that you're right where you should be. Recently, I've had to check myself on this very truth that I'm telling you right now. I found myself feeling overwhelmed again with how much I don't know instead of embracing what I do. I felt unequipped, but instead of staying in that place, I sought out other resources like Google and people to help mentor me in the areas of my life where I felt stuck or at 0. I realized that really, I'm a lot further along than I thought I was. And instead of staying at 0, I moved the needle forward to 1, then 2, then 3. And although at some points I feel like I'm now at like 50 or maybe 80, I don't think there's ever going to be a moment that I'm going to reach that 100% mark. Because you know what? We will always continue to keep making progress, and we can continue on this journey of learning and growing instead of dwelling on the lie that we can't become a better mom, wife, writer, speaker, friend, whatever it is that we are. So the next time you feel yourself stuck because you have 0 inspiration, 0 clarity, 0 abilities, and 0 confidence in something, remember, I've been there too. We've all been there. But the only way to move past 0 is just to start somewhere and let God do the rest. What if you could have a spiritual mentor in your inbox each week? What if you could receive many personal growth coaching sessions for free? This is what you get when you subscribe to my Truthful Tuesday newsletters, where each week I try to share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me Jesus. I will take you behind the scenes like a close friend with more personal updates about our recent Leap of Faith adventure, sneak peeks at projects I'm working on, and encourage you right where you're at to help you refine and restore your heart and soul. Go to rachelcswanson.com/subscribe to join me and thousands of other women who are getting inspired, challenged, and loved on together. You will also get a freebie or 2 for signing up as well. See you next Tuesday via email.